We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 70. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvhorror.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Anne-Marie from mytakeontv.com, and it took all of my willpower to not start talking as soon as Ray started talking. Like, I felt myself physically have to hold my mouth back because I was going to talk.
Oh, Anne-Marie.
Well, as I said to Anne-Marie before we started recording and you got on the phone, Ray, is this should be interesting because I believe this is the first time we've ever recorded in the morning.
I'm going to yawn and giggle the whole time because I'm not wide
Since
awake.
About 20 minutes ago, I was still in bed.
Yeah.
Which for our listeners is you two have just got up and I'm going to go to sleep as soon as we're done. So it should definitely be interesting.
Don't worry, we're going to go to sleep as soon as we're done too.
Yeah,
exactly.
Except you're going back to bed. I've been up since 12:30 yesterday, so...
I had every intention of going to bed early because I knew we were getting up to do this. Because usually I sleep kind of late on Saturdays. But then I just put in a new disc of The West Wing and couldn't stop watching. So I went to bed very late.
So how far are you into that?
I am 8 episodes into season 7. And I think there's 19 episodes. So I'm almost there. And it's so good. I love this show.
Okay.
That's an update on my life.
A little update on the catch-up project that you were working on.
Yeah.
It's been a little while.
I'm not going to write books about it like Miles. Miles, I love you. I love your book about your cultural catch-up. I love it.
Yeah. I feel...
I'll say I watched The West Wing and everybody else did this.
I don't know. Yeah, reading his cultural catch-up on Buffy the Vampire, I feel a little inadequate on mine when I caught up.
All right,
okay.
So we're talking summer TV.
Summer TV. So Sunday. Sundays on the network side, ABC has Extreme Makeover Home Edition reruns, followed by new show Scoundrels and new show The Gates that both premiere on June 20th. CBS will have Big Brother episodes as of July 11th, and that'll be followed by reruns of stuff. Fox has... reruns, and NBC has reruns. Over on cable side of things, AMC has a new show, or I think it's actually a miniseries possibly, I can't remember, Rubicon as of August 1st, and Mad Men returns on July 25th. Cartoon Network has a show premiering as of June 13th called Unnatural History, which is a live-action scripted show, which makes no sense on a thing called Cartoon Network. But there you go. Food Network has the next edition of The Next Food Network Star as of June 6th.
I love that show.
HBO has True Blood returning on June 13th, and then that'll be followed by Hung and Entourage as of June 27th.
Not so much, yay!
HGTV has Design Star as of June 13th.
I love Design Star.
Lifetime has... Drop Dead Diva returning for its second season as of June 6th, and that'll continue to be followed by episodes of Army Wives. TBS has My Boys returning on July 25th, and TNT has Leverage returning on June 20th, and the first 2 weeks of that will be back-to-back episodes. So that's Sundays. What are people looking forward to on Sundays?
True Blood. Very excited about True Blood. I'm excited to check out Rubicon because James Badge Dale is in it, and I love him. I will be watching Drop Dead Diva. I will be watching The Next Design Star and The Next Food Network Star because even though I never watch the shows of the people that win those shows, I always like the competition series leading up to it. Did I say My Boys? I'll be watching My Boys.
How about you, Ray?
I'll be watching Leverage. I will probably check out... both The Gates and Scoundrels.
Interestingly enough, ABC doesn't have Scoundrels online yet for us to watch, but they do have The Gates, and I have watched it.
I watched it too.
And that's all I'll say
it's
about
okay.
it.
Yeah, I watched the dates.
Okay. I will say it was better than I thought it was going to be because I read the script and I was like, what? But then I watched it and it was done better than the script would allow for it to be done. So I will say that.
Well, the little ads they're showing on ABC, you're just like, what? But after watching the episode, it was significantly better than I thought it was going to be based on the little bit I'd seen. But it is like a bunch of different types of shows all put into one show. I mean, there's lots of different mixes of genres and styles of show in that. But Scoundrels is the one ABC show that I'm actually interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have it out there to preview yet.
I mean, I've heard it's really good and the cast is really excited about it. But the fact that ABC hasn't put it up yet, it doesn't really speak well to it, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see if they keep trying to do it. So,
yeah.
On the cable side, I'll be watching, I'll watch the next Food Network star, and I'll probably watch Entourage, and I'll definitely be watching Drop Dead Diva.
So I'll watch Entourage, but probably begrudgingly.
Yeah.
I always end up getting sucked in, and I don't like it, I just watch it.
It's kind of like I've watched it so long, I'm kind of just, I'm there probably until it's done for whatever reason, I don't know, but.
It's kind of show that'll never end.
But I'll be watching Drop Dead Diva, which I really liked the first episode back for season 2.
Me too. I talked to Brooke Elliott and April Bobley, and I'm talking to Kate Levering this week, and I love it. I love the cast. I love everybody that's involved in that show.
And I'll definitely be watching My Boys, because that's one of my favorite comedies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll definitely be watching Leverage, which also, its first episode back is really good.
I haven't. I just haven't watched it yet.
And the one thing I liked is it set up sort of a season-long story that they haven't really, while they've had kind of season-long stories, they haven't really set up sort of like a big job or something that is to go over a whole season. So I like that addition to what they've been doing in the first episode.
Cool.
So that's Sunday. Moving along to Monday.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. Isn't that about an Irish Revolution or something? Moving on.
I don't know.
On ABC, The Bachelorette, which already started as of May 24th, and that'll be followed by True Beauty. True Beauty as of 5:31. CBS will be all reruns. CW is reruns. Fox will have the rest of season 2 of Lie to Me as of June 7th. And that'll be followed by The Good Guys as of June 7th. And then NBC will have Last Comic Standing on June 7th. And that'll be followed by Persons Unknown on June 7th. And then as they go through, they'll be playing encore episodes of Last Comic Standing, followed by the new episode each week. And then over on the cable side of things, ABC Family has everybody's favorite show returning, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, on June 7th.
Eight.
That'll be followed by a new show, Huge, on June 28th, and that'll be followed by Make It or Break It on June 28th.
Cool.
Oxygen has a new season of Dance Your Ass Off as of June 7th. Showtime has Weeds on August 16th, and that'll be followed by a new show, The Big C, also on the 16th of August. TBS has a new animated comedy series, Neighbors from Hell, as of June 7th. TNT is playing out the rest of the episodes of Saving Grace right now on Monday nights. And then as of July 12th, The Closer returns, and that'll be followed by a new show, Rizzoli and Isles. So what are you looking forward to there, Amory?
I liked Rizzoli and Isles. I don't love it, but I think I will grow to love it. So I'll be watching that. I'll be watching The Closer. I'll be watching Make It or Break It. I won't be watching Huge. I watched the pilot of Huge, and I don't think audiences are going to embrace it. And the reason I didn't like it, I have no problem with any of the subject matter, nothing.
Around?
No, I hate Nikki Blonsky. I hate her. I can't watch her in anything. So to me, that took me out of the episode. The episode was fine.
What is it about
otherwise,
again?
It's about a bunch of kids who go to camp to lose weight.
Okay.
And I mean, I like that it embraces larger actors and it's not like skinny mini little trollops or whatever, but I just can't stand Nikki Blonsky. I will be avoiding The Secret Life of the American Teenager like the plague. And I forget half the shows you said. I'll watch The Weeds. I'll watch The Weeds. What am I, 80?
You're going to watch them grow? Or?
I'll watch The Big C to check it out. And I'm sure there's a bunch of other things in there that I'll check out.
And Ray?
I will be watching The Closer, and I probably will give Rizzoli and Isles a few more I mean, I actually liked it, but we'll see if it becomes a hit or what.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably keep watching it until it's gone.
What? Do you only watch hits, Ray? I'll watch it and see if it
becomes a hit. No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant whether it will stick around.
I know, I gotcha.
I enjoyed it just fine. It's not like something that's great right at the moment. It wasn't like I watched it and was like, oh my God. But I enjoyed it. Better than I can say there are other shows that they have new ones. That's it, I guess. I no longer have Showtime, so this time I really will be giving up Weeds.
After all those threats to give it up, it's officially happening.
Well, I would always watch it because it was hard for me to let go. But...
yeah, kind of like me in Entourage. Oh.
Yep. But now I don't have Showtime, so it's not much of a struggle to let go.
So the world has made that decision for you. What about you, Jason?
I'll be watching. I'll watch Lie to Me, and
watch that too, and The Good Guy.
I'm gonna give The Good Guys, a few more episodes. Although, I'll probably continue to watch them for a while, even who knows, unless they become really terrible or something. Just because there's nothing else on on Monday nights through June except for that. So over on the cable side, I'll probably watch Make It or Break It. And I'll definitely be watching The Closer because that's, like, one of my favorite shows. And I really liked Rizzoli and Isles. I don't know why exactly. I mean, it's not... you've seen it before, pretty much. I mean, a lot of the elements in it are not new.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was put together very well. And for the first episode, it seemed really polished compared to some of the other first episodes of new shows I've watched recently. And then I like both of the leads from previous things. So I'll definitely be watching that. And I think it pairs up really well with The Closer. I think that's a double bill that works really well. As for TBS's new comedy, Neighbors from Hell, I forced myself to finish watching the first episode. It was unbelievably terrible. Definitely not my cup of tea. So I will not be watching that.
I'm not. Oh, because the disc had rubber on it, so it wouldn't play in my thing.
Oh, really? My disc for Rizzoli and Isles did, too. But I just attacked it.
Well, I got it off of there, but then it kept saying on my DVR, my DVD player, that it wouldn't play. So I didn't watch it. I took it as a sign.
Okay, so moving on to Tuesdays. ABC has Wipeout pretty much as of June 22nd. Downfall as of June 22nd, and that'll be followed by Primetime What Would You Do as of June 29th. CBS is keeping up the trend of reruns, followed by the CW with reruns. Fox will have Hell's Kitchen as of June 1st, followed by, well, Glee for the first couple weeks of June, but then MasterChef as of July 27th. NBC has new show Losing It with Jillian as of June 1st. That'll be followed by America's Got Talent on June 1st and Law & Order reruns. Over on the cable side, A&E has a new show, The Glades, starting June 13th. ABC Family has Pretty Little Liars. That's a new show starting June 8th. And then ABC Family will have Melissa and Joey, another new show, starting in that same time slot as of August 17th. FX has the return of Rescue Me as of June 29th, and that'll be followed by new comedy Louie. Sci-Fi has the return of Warehouse 13 on July 6th. TNT has the return of Hawthorne on June 22nd, followed by new show Memphis Beat on June 22nd. USA has White Collar, followed by new show Covert Affairs as of July 13th.
I'll be watching Persons Unknown on Monday. Forgot about that because I do like Jason Wiles, so I'd like to see what that happens. Now, Tuesdays, there's a lot of stuff on. I'll be watching Pretty Little Liars because I thought the pilot was cute, and that's all I'll say about it. I'll be watching White Collar. I'll be watching Covert Affairs because I think that's going to be really great, and the cast is incredible. I'll try the Glades.
Really?
What?
Sorry.
Did you hate it?
No, I don't. I just wouldn't have classified it.
I don't know. I don't know what to call it. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. But I'll be watching it because I think it'll be a good guilty pleasure. But I will say this. Bianca Lawson needs to stop playing high school students. She's like 35. Well. She looks really out of place in the pilot. Anyway, what else is there? I forget. I'll watch Glee until it's over. I'll watch Memphis Beat because I liked it.
Mm.
Ray didn't.
I didn't. Sorry, Holly.
I'm going to apologize to Holly about the WB comedy pilot on ABC that I don't like. Sorry, Holly.
Yeah, me too.
What else? I forget everything that you said. So, Ray, what are you watching?
I'm watching both USA shows. I mean, mm-hmm. I haven't seen Covert Affairs yet, so I can't guarantee that I will continue watching it, but
right.
It seems like it's right up my alley. So I'll watch both that and White Collar. There was something else. Oh, Melissa and Joey, I can't guarantee that I'm watching it yet. It's a long way out, but I want to watch at least the pilot.
I do too, because you know how much I love Joey Lawrence, my cousin Joey Lawrence. Whoa, I love him. And I really thought that movie they did together was really cute.
Yeah, so I think that one could be fun.
Whoa.
You're so funny. I can't remember anything else you just said, but none of it sounded like I wanted to watch it.
I was on the phone with Joey Lawrence, and I was sitting in the bathroom. I was just sitting on the edge of the tub because Ray and Kath were in the other room, and I couldn't do the phone call in front of them because I would have started laughing, but they were yelling things like, whoa, from the hotel room as I'm on the phone with Joey. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Well, as great a story as that is, I will move on to what I am going to be watching, which is I will probably give a couple more episodes of Pretty Little Liars. It was kind of interesting. Some elements of the way the first episode went didn't really work for me, but...
By elements, do you mean one of the girls acting?
No, not really. It's more of the... sort of the flow of the show. It just... sort of in the beginning, it didn't really... sort of figured itself out about halfway through, but the way it started didn't really work for me. I will be watching Warehouse 13.
Oh, I'll be watching that too.
And I will be watching White Collar, and... I think I'll probably going to like Covert Affairs. I liked Memphis Beat. It wasn't great, but I don't know. I like those type of sort of cop detective shows. Mm-hmm. And
I have no problem with cop detective shows. It was slow.
It was slow. I'll agree with you there.
It was a little bit.
And I'm not really sure what the hook is. I wasn't completely drawn in by the musical element, so... if that's the hook, it doesn't work for me. So, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, there were a few little things that were kind of strange about it, but I don't know. I like those type of cop shows, that the cop that wants to do it a certain way. And I like the idea of a cop show being set someplace other than, like, L.A. or New York or Boston. And then I won't be watching Hawthorne.
Me either.
I have watched the first episode of the second season, and... while I think the cast is great, I just can't watch this show. And I was talking to somebody tonight at work, and for some reason with that show, I feel like I'm being manipulated. And while I know that all TV shows are basically manipulating me because they're fake and they're contrived and they're meant to draw out certain types of... I don't feel... like I'm being manipulated, but for some reason the way they put this show together, it doesn't work, and in the second season it hasn't gotten any better for me. So
I do love Michael Vartan, but come on now, people. Ugh. Haven's on Tuesdays, right? Did you say Haven?
No.
In sci-fi. Wait, what night is that on then?
Friday.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Okay.
Blur alert. I'll watch that.
Yeah. Little preview for when we get to Fridays. Wednesday on ABC, they'll be rerunning their comedies, and then they'll be blowing off the rest of Happy Town as of June 2nd. Big Brother Wednesday edition will be as of June 14th, and that'll be followed by reruns. CW has reruns. Fox has So You Think You Can Dance. On Wednesdays as of June 2nd. NBC has Minute to Win It, new episodes of that as of July 7th. And Wednesday edition of America's Got Talent on June 2nd. And on Wednesdays over on cable, Bravo has Top Chef returning on June 16th. And that'll be followed by a new show, Work of Art, The Next Great Artist, as of June 9th, with a preview episode, and June 16th that is the actual premiere date. TBS will have back-to-back episodes of Tyler Perry's House of Pain, followed by new show, Are We There Yet?, followed by, well, back-to-back episodes of Are We There Yet?, followed by back-to-back episodes of Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns, all as of June 2nd. TNT has the return of Dark Blue as of August 4th, and USA has the return of Psych as of July 14th.
Yes. I'll be watching Psych. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching Top Chef. I forget everything already. Somebody else talk about what they're going to watch so that I can remember what I'm going to watch.
You just said what I'd be watching. I will not be watching Are We There Yet?
I'll be either. And seriously, how many episodes of House of Pain and Meet the Browns does Tyler make a year? Do they make 52 episodes?
They make a lot.
It's on all the time. I mean, not all the time, but it's consistently on twice a week. And I just wonder.
They make a lot. Yeah, I don't really have anything else from that list, I don't think.
What else is on the list?
I'll be watching Psych, and I'll probably watch Dark Blue.
You know, I might watch Dark Blue to see how it's changed, if at all.
Yeah, and I won't be watching Are We There Yet? I think it's actually an interesting idea for a family sitcom, but what they did with it just did not work. And that's about it for Wednesday nights. Wednesday nights is my super
light. Oh, I'll be watching So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, yeah, that.
Oh, yeah.
So super excited.
Everybody knows I'm going to watch So You Think You Can Dance. It's not even a question.
Except there's no competition this year because John's too busy. And I don't blame him because I would not know how to run it with all stars involved. And I was watching like interviews and stuff with the cast. Not the cast, with the judges. And they're all like, you know, it's going to be great because they're going to have, you know, all stars that have been through it. So they're going to, I'm like, yeah, people are going to be voting for the all stars. So even if the all stars partner sucks, there's a chance they'll stay in because they're voting for the all stars, even though the all stars don't win anything.
Exactly.
But I digress. Moving on.
Okay. And we will do that. Moving on to Thursday. ABC will have new show Rookie Blue as of June 24th. And that'll be followed by Boston Med as of June 24th. CBS has Big Brother, and it premieres on July 8th. That'll be the first episode of the season, and it'll be followed by CSI and The Mentalist reruns. CW has Vampire Diaries rerun, followed by a replay of Moonlight season. They'll be replaying that season.
Any sense. It makes no sense.
Fox will have Glee reruns, followed by So You Think You Can Dance, the Thursday edition as of, already started this past Thursday. NBC is basically burning off 100 Questions episodes as of this past Thursday.
Talk about a show.
And the rest of the night is all half-hour comedies, reruns. And Thursday over on the cable side, Comedy Central has a new season of Futurama as of June 24th. Showtime has the return of Penn and Teller Bullshit as of June 10th, and that'll be followed by a new show, The Green Room with Paul Provenza, on the same night. And USA has the return of Burn Notice, followed by Royal Pains on June 3rd.
I'll be watching Burn Notice and Royal Pains. I'll be watching 100 Questions to see if it will get worse as I go. Spoiler alert, yes. So You Think You Can Dance? Yeah, I think that's it. Anybody else?
Well, the obvious ones. And then I am actually watching the reruns of Vampire Diaries.
Are you?
I will not be watching Moonlight following directly after. But
no, me either. But you're going to watch it?
I told Jody I would watch it, so Mona and I are watching them.
Excellent.
We just watched the pilot again this week. We'll see.
yeah, it definitely gets better. I'll be watching Burn Notice and Royal Pains, both of which I liked the first episode back for the new seasons. I very much like the Burn Notice season 4 premiere episode.
Haven't watched it yet.
And sort of season-long, you know, sort of mission story they set up for Michael in this one. And I may watch another episode of Rookie Blue, but...
Oh, I forgot about...
But the first episode was pretty bad.
Let's call it cliched, because I like Gregory Smith, so I don't want to tell him his show is bad, not that he's listening. But if he was listening, I wouldn't say bad, I would say cliched.
I like the idea. I mean, I've said that before, is I wish that Southland was about the rookie cop and his training officer. So I like that idea of a show of following rookie cops as they first head out. But yeah, everything that happens in the episode is, I also don't really like to use the word predictable, but is unbelievably predictable. And exactly what you would expect to happen. Like, they tell you a little bit about what type of rookie this is, you know, what type of person they are, and then they get saddled with a training officer that's exactly opposite of what they, the type of officer they want to be or whatever. And so it was just, wasn't good. So most likely it'll be Burn Notice and Royal Pains. So, moving on to Friday. ABC has Wife Swap, followed by Something Yet to Be Determined, followed by 2020. CBS has Ghost Whisperer reruns, followed by, finally, The Return of Flashpoint as of June 4th. Mm-hmm. And that'll be followed by Miami Medical, also as of June 4th. Apparently, they still have some more episodes of that to burn off. CW has Smallville and Supernatural reruns. Fox is burning off their remaining episodes of Past Life over the course of June, followed by House reruns, and NBC has Friday Night Lights continues on into August. And that'll be followed by Dateline NBC, and then over on the cable side, IFC has The Whitest Kids You Know as of June 11th, and Sci-Fi has The Return of Eureka of July 9th. And that'll be followed by new show Haven as of July 9th.
I will be watching both of the things on Sci-Fi. And I'll be watching Haven more because I love Emily Rose. I think she's one of the nicest people in the world. So I want to support her show. And Eric Balfour's in it. And everybody knows how much I love Eric freaking Balfour. Eureka, because I love Eureka. I'll be watching that. Oh, Friday Night Lights, clearly, because it's the best show Ray's not watching. And I already forget everything else. There wasn't much else, right?
Nope. No. So what about you, Ray?
I don't know if there's anything on that list that I'm watching.
Wow.
Well, I will definitely be watching Eureka, and I will check out Haven, and I will definitely be watching Friday Night Lights, and I will also definitely be watching Flashpoint, which, if you want to watch a really, really good show about cops in Canada, that would be a much better choice over Rookie Blue. Yeah, I am really excited for that one to come back. I don't know, I really like that show. So, Saturdays. ABC has To Be Determined. CBS is burning off the remaining episodes of Three Rivers as of June 5th. That'll be followed
Trace Rios.
By Medium reruns. And
they have a new show, The Bridge. It's going to air on Saturdays.
That'll follow as of, I think, like July 10th. It'll play where Three Rivers, when Three Rivers is done.
They announced that last year at their upfronts as part of their mid-season schedule.
And then Fox has Cops and America's Most Wanted, and NBC has Law & Order Criminal Intent reruns, followed by Law & Order and Law & Order SVU reruns.
I'm not watching TV on Saturday nights. So, no, that's not true. I watch Divine Design and Sarah's House on HGTV, but their seasons are both ending.
Oh, that's what I forgot to, or I sort of skipped over in the beginning of Jump Row back when I said Law & Order Criminal Intent reruns on Saturdays. On Sunday nights, I believe the season that's playing right now on USA begins replaying on NBC on Sunday nights as of June 22nd. I forgot to mention that earlier. So back to Saturdays on cable side, Doctor Who continues to play. And Then Being Human returns as of July 24th. And I believe that episode will follow Doctor Who that night. And then as of the 31st of July, it'll take over the Doctor Who time slot.
Man, I am loving Doctor Who this season.
As am I.
Love it. All right, so that's our summer preview.
A little look at all the stuff that's coming.
There's a lot of stuff.
It's kind of spread out a little bit. You know, a few things starting in June, a few things starting in July, you know, a few things starting in August. But pretty much throughout the season, there'll be a handful of shows on each week. Many that are worth watching.
Exactly. So, if you'd like to comment on what you're watching in the summer, find us. You know where to find us. We'll talk about it later.
I'll have a link to a printable schedule, how to get a printable schedule of the summer shows on the show notes page. Also, links to any other coverage of from our sites about summer TV shows. And now, it's finale time.
Prime time! Running together! Yes, it's finale time. We're going to talk about some season finales, we're going to talk about some series finales, and I'm going to try my best not to cry. Because I tell you, I've been crying all week. Not about shows, but well, not like about Lost or whatever, but I did cry on Sunday, I did cry on Monday, and then I was crying last night when I was watching TV. I just can't stop crying. So our first season finale that we're going to talk about is Chuck, season 3, episode 18 and 19, which acted as the two-hour season finale. Season, not series, because it'll be back. First one, Chuck versus the Subway, and Chuck versus the Ring, part 2. I really liked these 2 hours.
As did I.
So much so that my dad and I were watching, and our plan was to watch an hour of Chuck, and then an hour of 24, and then an hour of Chuck, and then an hour of 24, only because we didn't want to catch up with the DVR, and we didn't want to be here forever. But we got to the point where the DVR got caught up on Chuck, and we were like, should we stop watching? And it was just like, no, we have to continue. So we watched Chuck, and then we watched 24, so I was very tired on Tuesday. But, yeah, I really liked it. I love that Ellie knows. Spoiler alert. That, to me, I'm so glad that the whole little gang is together and they all know and they all, you know, go on missions or whatever. But I don't know. I just loved it.
Yeah, I thought it worked really well. The one thing I thought was interesting is Brandon Routh worked totally as the bad guy. I thought originally his introduction as sort of the super spy kind of worked. But then when the character was supposed to transition to the love interest for Sarah, that it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he sort of transitioned to the bad guy, kind of worked a little bit, but him coming back as completely as the bad guy on it, I thought it worked really well.
Supposed to be devoid of emotion, it worked really well because he is devoid of emotion.
Yeah, so apparently when you're just basically a psycho killer.
Yes.
But yeah, I thought it worked. But I really like the way they expand the show. Each and every season, that you know, by the end of a season, they've set something up for the next season that you go, okay, I want to see where they go with that.
Right.
Not like I wouldn't have been looking forward to the next season, but I am looking forward to the next season.
Ray, I know you said you liked it. Was it just a like, or was it a love, or what was it?
I think it would probably be a love. I mean, it's not up there with my favorite episodes, but it's pretty close. I cried. When
I was very surprised.
I was surprised, and then I take that back. I would have been more surprised had he not said, "This is the last time I leave you," to Ellie. Because hello,
yeah.
However, it was surprising, and I totally cried. More so, less for Chuck's reaction, more so because as soon as I was aware that Ellie was there watching. But I cried, and then I continued to cry because I was just, I don't know. I think it's because it was happening on Monday after Sunday, so
right,
I was emotional.
Right.
But I thought it was really good. I liked I don't mind it, the whole mother aspect of it. I know some people were bothered by that because they would prefer he be, I don't know, the way they originally set it up where we all thought he was just an ordinary guy who, whatever. Which, it still is that because he still thought he was an ordinary guy, so... It doesn't
matter. Yeah,
change it a little.
Did he get the Intersect he got as a child stick?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself. I mean, I like it that he got one. I just don't know if that means, I wondered if that's why he was as smart as he is, or if it's just wasn't perfected yet. So maybe it worked a little bit when he was a kid, but didn't stick. I don't know.
But you kind of look back and they've expanded out on that, and obviously some of that was somehow known, possibly, or why it was originally thought that he would be able to handle the new one.
Maybe.
Why Bryce sent it to him. So, I don't know.
It could just be that Bryce knew, not that... Because Bryce was working with his father, so it could be that Bryce had knowledge of it, whatever.
Yeah, so...
Very good. I'm glad we're getting a season four, because I love the cliffhanger of the mother. And
well, actually, yeah. That was definitely, like, kind of if it would have ended at the end of the 13 episodes and then not come back, but adding this extra 6 episodes on and the story they went and where they leave it at the end of that, it would have really sucked if it would have went away. Now, it like ramped back up. They've opened up a bigger story.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so did you catch up on the Vampire Diaries?
Yes. So the Vampire Diaries, we're talking about the season finale. Talk about a season finale where they're not afraid. Oh, should we not talk about it? If Ray's getting caught up.
We can talk about it.
Where they're not afraid to just kill off people. Because, wow, they took no prisoners in this one. Episode 22, season 1, Founders Day.
It kind of comes off a lot as the same as the next show we're going to talk about, Grey's Anatomy, where people that you know, maybe kind of liked or were sort of surprised that they would do away with characters. They definitely did that on Vampire Diaries. There were characters, not just characters that they did away with, but characters that I liked or didn't want to go away that went away. But I really, I don't know, I liked the show. I liked the way it ended. I liked the season of it. And I really like what they do with it is that, for me, as the season went along in the beginning, I was getting to that point, which I believe I've mentioned before on the podcast, of, okay, how long can you go with it being the two brothers? Because sooner or later, you have a good brother, bad brother. You can't just let the bad brother just continue to... It just doesn't make any sense. And so they expanded it by... There was sort of a new problem that you would actually need, like, even though he's sort of out for himself, he would still sort of be on your side. So it expanded it out. And then that sort of went away quicker and then a new thing it expands out even more. And then by the end, the final episode expands the show out even more. And so it kept growing throughout the course of the season. So it never, for me, every time there sort of was a problem starting to develop, the show did something that changed kind of how the show worked or who was really... And then the two things that happened in the finale were things that I kept wondering, when are these going to happen?
Right, well, my thing is, with them changing it up every episode and them not really being afraid to throw a twist in there that kind of throws it on its end, how long do they keep doing that? Like, are they going to have one of those twisty episodes every single week, or it's like, oh, I guess another twist is coming? So on one hand, it's like a bad thing, but on the other hand, it was really good because it kept you on your toes. And the finale, like you said, finally answered a question.
That's where I'm at now, though, is how long, because they ran through a lot of story.
Yeah, they burned a lot.
And stuff that you thought, things that came and changed the show didn't last more than maybe 2 or 3 episodes. Like, but it looked like it was going to be more of like the danger for maybe the second half of the season. But it was only for like 4 episodes. And then it kind of changed up again. But the way they did this season is I have some faith in their ability to continue on. I kind of don't want to say what the two things are that in the finale that I kept waiting for all season, because then that is sort of spoilery for Ray.
Yeah, we don't. Those are huge spoilers. So,
but if you watched it, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But those are pretty sizable expansions to start out the next season. So.
And I gotta say, I love that they're giving Damon some humanity, even though he doesn't want to have it, because I think he and Nina have more chemistry than Paul and Nina do, even though I think Nina is still dead behind the eyes a lot of times. But I've come to not hate her. So if there's anything good that came out of the Vampire Diaries, it's that Nina and I called our truce.
That is good.
So that's the Vampire Diaries. Our next show that we're going to talk about is Grey's Anatomy, season 6, 6th finale, episodes 23 and 24, Sanctuary and Death and All of His Friends. Holy crap, you guys. Holy crap.
No kidding.
I didn't know what I was expecting. I had seen previews, and I had seen like a couple of notes here and there that there was going to be a shooter loose in the hospital. I had no idea it was going to be as intense as it was. I had no idea that for 2 hours I would sit with my hand over my mouth, unable to breathe at some points in the episode because I was like not breathing when the characters weren't breathing. And I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? And Jason, you said something about how they're not afraid to kill off characters. We like, I didn't like any of the characters they killed off. So
I didn't dislike, well, I disliked Reed, but I didn't dislike any of the characters. But yeah. I would say that they didn't go with any of the real characters, the quote-unquote right. real characters.
I mean, no, it was kind of dangerous. You know, they did shoot McDreamy, which you knew his contract wasn't up. You knew he would still be around, but it was still intense, and it still gave Christina some, like, incredible, scary, I have to operate on my best friend's husband, and he's the chief, and he's my boss kind of stuff right. to play with. I just thought the acting in this episode was just mind, like, I thought they were geniuses. Chandra Wilson, if she doesn't get awards for that elevator, the Why Aren't the Elevators Working scene alone, I will boycott every award ceremony ever.
I don't know. That was the point at which I just rewatched it the other night with Mona. Mona doesn't watch the show. And Mona, who gives me a hard time about crying, you know, after that scene, she's like, she goes, well, it must be when other people are crying that I cry. And I was like, because she has no emotional attachment to anybody.
Right.
Whatever. You know what I mean? But she totally was crying through that scene. I was like, yeah, oh, she's good.
That scene was, so like chilling. And a lot of people said Mandy Moore wasn't strong, but I thought Mandy Moore was rather good.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I'm not surprised because I like her. I like her movies. I mean, I don't love her movies. A lot of her movies are cliched, but I knew that she's quite good at crying, which I think is important. And my friend Max was watching with, it was me, Max, Katrina, and Colleen. So three women and Max, and Max is just watching and laughing at us the whole time. Cause I sat with my hands over my mouth. Katrina sat with her hand on like her head, like, oh my God, what's going on? And Colleen sat with her hand just like on her chin, like, oh my God, something's gonna happen. Like, we were all on the edge of our seat, and Max just laughed at us the whole time because it was so intense. I have never been so emotional, like clenching my jaw, so drained from 2 hours of TV. It was really well done for an uneven season.
I have that much bigger problem with the season, but
yeah, I think this season has been pretty good overall, definitely compared to where we were previously.
Well, I guess it's lucky that we all have our own opinions then, isn't it?
I would say that if there's an issue I had with the season, it's that there are no longer any, besides Meredith and Derek, who I still care about, because I actually like Meredith, unlike a lot of people.
Yeah, I do too.
I still care about them, so I'm happy that they still have like a happy relationship, like they're a good couple, and I'm glad mm-hmm. they haven't messed with that. But other than that relationship, I'm not really engaged, maybe in Callie and Arizona's relationship, but that's about it. Like, I'm not really engaged in any of the others, so I still think it's been a good season. I just think I'm not necessarily as into the stories as I would be in the past.
All right, I get that.
But I think this was just an incredible end to what's been a pretty good season, and showed that they can still bring the quality drama that they used to. But yeah, it was super intense, and when I was watching it, I was like, no wonder Amory wanted to talk about this last week. I mean, the one thing that I really liked about it was that it wasn't just to do this big ending type of thing, that is that they took care in setting it up in multiple previous episodes that weren't just the episodes like right before these, but, you know, a few episodes back in the season, they set up a situation that led to the guy who was the shooter, you know, showing up looking for Derek. And I really appreciated that it wasn't just somebody coming in. You had an attachment to this character already and a lot of knowledge of his backstory
mm-hmm.
when it happened. And so I thought that worked really well. And then I don't know if it was totally that it, but it was also sort of the brutality of some of the things. I mean, what is it, Reed, I guess? When, I mean, just shoots her in the head.
That one was the most unexpected because you were...
Yeah, that was...
The show was going along just like it normally does at that point, and then all of a sudden everything was different.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And yeah, that scene at the elevator where she starts to lose it and then turns around and composes herself and then comes back over. That mm-hmm. was some damn fine work. That was
yeah,
really
oh my God,
good.
It's incredible. So, yeah, I really liked it. And I'm glad that it was so intense and so incredible. And
I thought it was interesting that they show. Sorry, Amory.
No. Go ahead.
Well, I thought it was interesting that, you know, it was set up from several episodes that if Derek had been able to do what Derek does a couple episodes ago when they had the episode where the guy was there with his lawyers and the lawyers were mediating or doing whatever it is they do.
Mm-hmm.
If Derek had been able to talk to him like he talked to him in this episode, which is what he wanted to do, but the hospital lawyer kept stopping him because he's the chief now and he can't do that. I think that there probably would have been a different outcome. And I thought it was interesting how in this episode, I mean, he kind of talks him down in this episode, but he clearly has not fixed the issue. Whereas we see the other chief and his approach and how it's different and how it actually does solve the issue. So I thought it was an interesting setup for the fact that I think that next season probably the chief will be back arch. But
yeah.
We got to see him take over the control again. I mean, I don't know if that will really be true, but I suspect it will. But I also thought, oh God, I just lost what I was going to say. I liked the setup of like Izzy and not Izzy. What's his face talking about Izzy? Karev talking about Izzy with Lexi and her just not acknowledging. I mean, she acknowledged it. I didn't think she knew, but at that point she was trying to just keep him alive.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting because I think of all people, like nobody really knows what Lexi went through there. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I'd gone through that situation, I would need serious therapy. So it should be interesting to see how she reacts next season, because to be like held at gunpoint and to think you were shot.
Oh my God, I would never be able to. No way.
And she doesn't tell anybody. I mean, she just comes back and says that it's her fault. But she doesn't tell anybody, and so she's clearly staying with Karev because she feels like he got shot because of her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that whole situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it should be an interesting seat. Like, I prefer that kind of setup for wrongly staying with somebody than the previous ways they've done it, so.
Right. So, Grey's Anatomy. That was fun. Supernatural. Season 5. Episode 22, Swan Song. The show that should have been the series finale, in my opinion, was a season finale. And it didn't play out like a series finale. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it never should have been given a sixth season. But that's only in my opinion. After watching the finale, I'm not against as much against a season 6 as I was.
I am.
You are?
I mean, here's the thing. I'm not begrudging anybody the next season. And I will probably watch it and see if I can get back on board. But I really felt like it undercut the last quarter of the season. I felt like was undercut by the fact that we knew that it wasn't going to end. And they hadn't done a lot to make me really believe in the apocalypse. Like every once in every other episode that they would have something where you saw devastation. And I was okay with the idea that they can't really show like worldwide devastation or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? I'm okay with that idea, but I felt like even the tone of the show kind of went back and forth.
I agree.
So because we knew it wasn't going to end, it also, like, if I had known that this really could be the end of it all, going at finale, I probably would have continued to believe that anything could happen. But because
exactly.
I knew that wasn't what was going to happen, I just felt like everything that happened, you know what I mean? It really didn't matter because in the end, they're both going to be back next season. Like,
yeah, I mean, you can't do a show without the two of them.
Right. Even for what we saw of Sam, I'm just like, it doesn't really matter because within an episode or two, Sam and Dee won't be doing the same thing they always do. Like, it does that doesn't ever change. So unless they truly come back and show me that they've committed to an idea of changing what they're doing, which I don't think they've done. I think they just want to get back to, you know what I mean, their typical stories.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh, exactly.
I don't know. And I think the other thing that really bothered me was the fact that not that they killed Bobby. I like Bobby. Did we have this conversation before? I like Bobby.
I don't think so.
So it's not like I wanted Bobby to die, but I felt like killing Cass and then killing Bobby and then not 10 minutes later, they're both back alive.
Yeah.
Was cheating. Like, that's not.
And if it had been a series finale, I bet you they both stay dead. And that's just the way it would have ended, but
I'm sure. And I was okay with Cass maybe coming back, although as I've said before, it was a vessel, so he should have come back in a different body. But, you know, they just wanted to have Misha back next season. But it was the idea that, like, okay, at least Cass was an angel, so I could see why they would bring him back to life. But why Bobby? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like everybody in that battle should suddenly come back to life. It takes some of the seriousness of the battle. Like, there are no consequences.
Exactly.
So it kind of bugged me.
No, I'm with you there. Obviously. And I'm with you. Like, I love Jim Beaver and I love Bobby, but I'm with you. Like, somebody needs to stay dead. Why can Joe and Ellen stay dead?
Exactly.
But Bobby can't. Like, I don't know.
Why can't they bring back everybody?
So really bothered by that episode.
So I think that's just my overall issue with it is that, I mean, I still cried and I still got emotional during that scene when it's the brothers up against each other. Like, I'm still invested in those characters, but overall I just felt like the execution of the story just wasn't that great. And as a story itself, I had felt like this season kind of failed to really tell the story the way they wanted to tell it. And I don't know if that's because they originally saw it as an ending to the show and so maybe it would have played out a little differently. I don't know. But it felt like they didn't really follow through the way they could have.
Well, I mean, I'll tune back in the fall to see what happens Friday nights on the CW.
Yeah, I guess.
But I don't know that I'll ever have the same, like, investment in it because it's supposed to be over.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's our season finale talk. So now we're going to talk about some series finales. And I think we should talk about 24 first because I don't have as much to say about that one. 24, series finale, episodes 23 and 24 of season 8, which started at 2 p.m. and ended at 4 p.m. Do you think they did that on purpose?
Why?
24.
Oh.
Why?
I'm just like, what are you talking about? I don't watch, so.
This whole episode, I'm like, I'm not going to get upset. I'm not emotionally invested in this season. I think Taylor's a crazy person. I think Mary Lynn makes funny faces when she gets angry. I think the way that they had Katie Sackhoff in the season was horrible. But damn it, if the last 10 minutes of that show, I was sitting on my couch, tears were just streaming down my face because we were saying goodbye to Jack. I mean, I know there's going to be a movie, but we were saying goodbye to Jack through Chloe, as Chloe. Chloe's saying goodbye, you know, and he tells her that she was... He speaks to the audience when he says, I never thought you'd be the person that would have my back all these years. And I'm just crying my eyes out. I had a more visceral reaction to the end of 24 than I did to the end of Lost. I cried through Lost, but at the end of 24, I was just a mess of tears. And I think it's because of the culmination of so many years. I mean, it's been on since, what, 2001? That's a long time to be with a show. And now I know how those two people who saw Law & Order get canceled feel. I
met one of those people last night, by the way. She was very upset about the end of the Law and Order. I was just like, and very upset that they were going to try to do an LA version. Like, it couldn't be done in LA. It's just a New York show. I was like, okay, you say so.
Love it. I don't know. I liked the ending. I thought that it took them a while to get to a point where I liked the season because there was a lot of things that was just so boring. And turning Jack into a crazy, vicious killer is not exactly exciting to me, but I don't know. I'll look back on it fondly.
It definitely had a good ending. The ending definitely worked. The last 2 hours worked pretty well overall. Mm. You know, finally rehabilitating the president back to her former self, even though it was going to be the end of her presidency. Because that was sort of a weird turn of events in the season of taking a president that was willing to stick by her convictions and let possibly a nuclear bomb blow up part of New York. Yet, you know, a few hours later, she's being led down the garden path by the former president that's trying to rehabilitate himself.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up so bent on this peace thing that she, like, loses all perspective and her convictions go out the window all of a sudden. And it was like, it was really strange for a period of time and during the season because she was such a strong character in the previous season and in the first part of the season that was sort of weird turn events that they finally brought her back. And then it made for a good ending for Jack and Chloe and leave him off to be evading everybody until he's needed in the movie.
The end of 24.
Overall, though, as I've said before, the season showed that it was time for it to go as a series.
On to the series finale of Lost. Season 6, episode 17, The End. I gotta tell you guys, all season it's been about me wanting questions and me wondering why they weren't answering questions. And then we got to the finale and I just cried my eyes out through the whole episode. Every time somebody saw like their past when Sun and Jin, you know, realized their island life, when the vending machine scene with Sawyer and Juliet and the rebirth of Aaron, poor Kate or poor Claire had to go through childbirth twice, you know, and like everything. I was just childbirth twice for the same child, I should point out. I was just a mess. And to me, an emotionally satisfying episode, as much as people said they hated it because it didn't answer questions, it changed my tune about the whole season. I was so, where are the questions? The last 2 hours being so emotional, and loving these characters so much, I loved it. I didn't care that we don't know what the island is. I didn't care that half the stuff wasn't answered, because to me, it wrapped up our character storylines.
I feel like we do know those answers. They just aren't satisfactory answers. But I agree with you. It was the same for me. Like, it totally worked for me. And even the things that people have said in retrospect, I'm like, it doesn't change that I'm at peace with the show. That,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? That last episode worked for maybe if I went back and had to rewatch the episodes again, maybe I would start to find that, like, really, that's how they answered this question, or, you know,
right,
what I mean? But
exactly.
I don't think so. I just think that it just worked on all levels for me. I mean, not quite all levels, but most levels.
I mean, up until like 11:15, before we got to the church and before Christian showed up, not in the coffin, I was just completely in love with the show. And then those last 15 episodes, as my brother was leaving for our Lost thing, I was like, I'm trying not to resent the writers for giving us that ending, because I don't know that I necessarily got it. But then I was reading stuff the next morning and it sunk in, and I think I loved it even more. I'm certainly not a hater. I'm a lover, John. That speaks for my whole life. I don't hate everything.
Yeah, I thought as an episode, it was great. I mean, as capping off, especially with what they've been doing this season, and then bringing, like you said, all those character moments where they've brought characters back and they saw their past on the island, and all those moments just worked really well. And overall, the way that the action of the episode and everything, it just, even with padded with a bunch of extra commercial time and stuff like that, it was almost sort of needed. Like, you had extra time to sort of breathe between segments of the show as things were happening. And I think it was an episode, you know, a series finale that if you've spent the last 6 seasons just totally going over, you know, every little thing in every little episode, and what does this mean, and why is there a giant statue here, and all these things, why are there hieroglyphics here, and what's this in this cave, and why are there polar bears on the island, and, you know, what is the island, all these questions, if those are the things that you were trying to answer, or those were the things that made the show interesting to you, then you were probably disappointed in the finale. But if, like me, what you enjoyed was, yeah, this is a funky island in a weird spot that they're on, but the stories that they're telling with these characters and the way that they're telling them, if that's what you were into, the connections between these people and stuff like that, then you were probably pretty satisfied with the finale.
Why are there polar bears on the island? That's been answered. Dharma brought animal testing there.
No, I'm just saying if
No, I'm not saying
you
were saying it. I'm saying that to people. The polar bears were on the island because Dharma had them. They got loose. They swam underground, according to the pop-ups on the pilot on Saturday night, and that's how they ended up on their island.
Here's what I'm going to say. If you didn't know the answer to that question, you have not been watching the show.
Yeah.
I'm using those as examples of things along the way.
We're talking to you, though.
We're talking to the people.
Well, I know. I'm just making it clear to people listening that I'm using those as examples of questions along the way. If those are what you were following and trying to get answered and stuff like that, that if you were a question, you know, if you were into those types of questions and stuff like that, then the way that the series as a whole was answered probably didn't work for you.
It worked for me.
Yes, I have issues with people who just came back to watch the last episode and therefore, like, then we're hating on it. Like, you can't just watch the last episode.
Yeah, like
it's not one of those type of
shows. Haven't watched since season 3 or something like that and decided to come back and watch.
I mean, you could just watch it, but then you really are going to think they didn't answer anything because you haven't been watching all along. Again, I think that they actually answered quite a bit. They didn't really give, like, a what exactly is the island. Like,
right.
Like, oh, I actually would say they answered what is the island, but they didn't say, like, what is the light? You know what I mean? They didn't really get into explaining the light. But I don't think there's ever going to be a satisfactory – I just said satisfactory – satisfactory answer to what is the light.
It's probably not going to be either one of those.
Yeah. I think it's something you have to fill in yourself because no matter what answer they gave you, you'd be like, yeah, that's lame. I mean, I happen to think that the conclusion to the island was a little lame anyway, but – I at least could understand how they set it up and what it was. I just felt like, you know what I mean? They didn't take as much time explaining everything on the island as they took building it up as a mystery, which is where I think the real dissatisfaction comes in. Like, you really wanted kind of a bigger conclusion to what was the island versus not just a power struggle between two people who were – one was trying to let the evil out and one was trying to keep it in. You know what I mean? Which is really what it boiled down to in the end. Whatever. I thought it was really good. I can't even tell you why. That scene between Hurley and Ben outside the church was the one that was the worst for me. Like,
really?
Not as I was watching it. Not worse, like, as in bad. Sorry. Worse as in, like, when I think about it now, I cry. And I can't even tell you why. It has something to do with, I really thought Ben's overall character arc really was kind of amazing, like, where they took that character.
Mm-hmm.
I really cared about Hurley, so I think it must be the combination of the two, but I was in the shower thinking about it on Monday morning, and all of a sudden, that was the scene where I thought about that scene and what it meant, and I started crying. I have issues.
For me, it was the scene with, it involved Ben, too. Ben and John, right as John had gone to the church, and Ben apologized for killing him.
My problem is that it's been a long time since I've liked John. Like, a long time.
Because he's been the Man in Black, or just in general?
No, not way before he became the Man in Black.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the original iteration of John, I guess, if you could say that. What he kind of became on the island didn't appeal to me, and I had issues with him. And maybe in retrospect I would change my mind about that, but I liked what we saw of them again in the sideways flashes in the whatever we're calling that now.
Story, the afterlife.
Yeah, whatever it is. But I still was not back to loving Locke. And so for me, his stuff doesn't have quite the same
weight. I gotcha.
I did love the Sun and Jin in the hospital as Juliet was giving her the sonogram.
Yeah.
That was kind of perfect.
That was great. And I loved how they, you know, it was so funny to see the people who had already realized it with the people who hadn't. So, like, we'll see you there. And Sawyer's like, what? Where? Where are we going? What is going on? And I think that he was starting to kind of register because Jack wasn't dressed in scrubs when he was in a suit. Mm-hmm. But, like, Sawyer was still like, hey, Doc, do you know where I can get food? So, like, it started to happen. And then Juliet showed up. And, like, it was just such a continuation of what we had seen with Jin and Son. And I was just... Oh, I was so emotionally invested. I don't know. When Charlie realized he and Claire, like, all that love stuff made me really happy. And I feel bad because I guess David stops to exist. But it was the afterlife, so it's not like these people are alive. But then it makes me really sad. Did David die?
It's just a wish fulfillment for them.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, this is what they would have wanted from their life. Or it was his way, too, of working out his father issues. Like, he had have something there to work out his father issues. And since he knew his father was dead, he couldn't use his father to do it. I did like how they had all those coincidences and that later you realize that it's because they're filling it in. So, of course, there would be coincidences because, you know what I mean? Like, of course, one, they see each other because they're around each other, but also because they're filling in their lives and they're filling it in with what they know when they die, right? Or what what they've experienced. I mean, I guess that's why you see other people that you don't know about, but all the little things, clearly it's because they know each other. Like for instance, Jin shooting out that guy. Did those two ever meet that guy with the one eye? But even still.
I don't know.
It's just kind of interesting.
My thing, too, a lot of people were complaining, well, why wasn't this person in the church? Why wasn't this person in the church? Well, this was Jack's thing. Like, these were who Jack would want in the church. So he doesn't necessarily need Anna Lucia there. He doesn't need other people there. Like, it was Jack's thing. Mr. Echo couldn't make it. He didn't want to do the finale. Like, it's just things like that. So
I didn't think it was Jack specific. I thought it was the collective, that group of people.
And then other people were saying, well, why wasn't Walt there? Why wasn't Michael there? Like, because if the collective were there, they'd want them there. But Michael's stuck on the island,
I don't know that
right?
That's true, though, see? Because I don't really believe that the collective would want Michael there because they had issues with Mike. I mean, granted, at the very end, Michael helps them out, right? But for a long time, they believed that Michael had betrayed them. And then Michael died right after they find out that he didn't betray them. So, like, I don't really feel like that group of people would feel like Michael should be there because I don't feel like they would have felt that close to Michael.
Right.
Or that he changed their life in a positive way, which is what that seemed to imply, or that he meant so much that way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Same for Walt. Like, Walt was not in their lives enough for them to, I think I could that's understand true. It. What I didn't understand was Boone and Shannon being there, but that's clearly.
Well, Shannon was Saeed's thing, and Boone was, I don't really know why Boone was there. Because they wanted Ian Somerhalder in the finale. But,
that's what I'm saying. They wanted those two in the finale. Because I don't really believe that Shannon should have been. Everybody can try and justify it to me why Shannon was the one for Saeed, blah, blah, blah. I can understand why Shannon woke Saeed up. I just don't believe that Shannon was Saeed's soulmate. So I'm sorry I'm not good with the whole coupling of Shannon and Saeed at the very end. I'm not up to that. I would prefer it had been Nadia. For his sake, not for my sake. I could care less for me, but like I feel like they proved over the 6 seasons that the person that Nadia, the person that Saeed really loved was Nadia, not Shannon.
Right.
Anyway.
So that's the finale of Lost.
It is.
Goodbye. I didn't cry talking about it, so you should be proud of me. So that's our season and series finale conversation for this week. And we only have one season finale left, and that'll come in 2 weeks.
What?
So that's it.
Glee.
What? Yeah. June 8th. Or as my cousin Lexi likes to call it, Jew Maef, because her birthday is June 8th. Oh. And you say, hey, Lexi, when's your birthday? Jew Maef. So she's saying the word Jew and then the word Maef. It's pretty awesome. Nice. She's 4, so it's not like she's a speech impediment. Well, that's that.
All right. Are we done?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, we've brought a nice long episode to sort of close out the TV season.
Yeah. If you would like to comment
close
on anything said, or if you'd like
what?
To comment on anything said, I'm just going to keep going. On any of these season finales, whatever, feel free. You can do so at our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out. I was yawning.
Jazz hands. Gus. Or you know all of the various places you can get into
Twitter and iTunes and all that goodness.
If you go to our website, you can get to all those places. So there you go.
Yeah.
Our music was provided by iodapromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records.
All right. Have a good weekend. Happy Memorial Day.
Oh, that's true. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Even Not though this will be out after this. You've had your But I hope you
I
had
hope
a
that
good
you retroactively had a good weekend.
Hopefully, when you're listening to this, you had a good Memorial Day weekend.
In fact, let's just wish you a happy 4th of July in advance. There you go.
It'll be out before then.
All right. What other holidays? Happy Father's Day as well.
It's coming up for 4th of July. And happy graduation.
Happy graduation.
I'm just going through the card aisle at CVS in my head right now.
I think most of graduations have already happened. See, Florida's earlier.
Graduations are all in June.
Most of that's already happened here. I guess maybe not the high school ones, but all of the college ones are done. All right.
All right, team. Have a good day.
Yes.
You as well.
Bye. I gotta sleep.
Yeah, me too. All right. Bye.
Yeah. I gotta eat.
All right. Yeah. I do too. I didn't eat breakfast. All right. All right. Bye.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.